Welcome to Conversations in the Raw. Grab a seat, beautiful ladies. I am truly grateful you have chosen to share this space with me today. This space was created for you, for me, and for every woman walking the path of self-development, seeking to level up personally, professionally, and spiritually, to choose herself and to live her life as her highest and best expression of herself. My intentions are to create an open, inspiring space of vibration and energy, of connection, support, and resources, gratitude, and mastery of self-power, to create a community that fosters growth and support as we share, encourage, and listen, and as we each do the work, we seek to manifest the life that we are meant for. Now is your time. Claim your seat and release your vibrations. Restore your voice and awaken your power. Show up, glow up, speak up, and rise up. Today is the day. Today this ends. You are a freeloading, self-serving thief in the night who no longer is welcomed. Notorious in your desires, stealing my peace and choking my potential. And I make no apologies, for this is long overdue, and time is of the essence. You see, this is my life, and I have plans, and they no longer include you. And no, you will not sway me with your guilt and shame. My decision is final. I will not be fooled by your attempts to convince me that I need you. On the contrary, you need me. You need me to cling to you, to believe in you, to believe you are protecting me, to believe that you are watching out for me, when in reality, you have imprisoned me and kept me from knowing myself, who I am meant to be. Yes, I am talking to you. Fear, you gotta go. Ironically enough, I must admit, this breakup is as scary for me as it is for you. And I'm not gonna lie. And I realize it's not gonna be easy. We get comfortable with our suitors, no matter how damn toxic they become. Their strength lies in our own grip. The tighter we hold on to them, the greater they become, until they are larger than life itself. And yes, I must admit, fear, you have been a formidable opponent, possessing great skill and stamina. But you are no match for the queen in me, for she has risen, and you, my dear, you are in her way. I am mapping my journey out a step at a time, and I am fully aware of what lies ahead. Yes, there will be hills to climb, but guess what? Determination makes a great pair of shoes, and my faith will sustain me. Through the valleys of darkness, and every time you rear your ugly head, I will be ready for you. Ready to drown out your screeching voice. What if you fail? What if they don't like you? What if? You silly, silly fool. Don't you know all that really matters is what I think and what I believe? And the only what if that matters, that is worthy of my time, is what if I can? What if I can? So it is in this possibility where I will place my belief, and I will take my chances. And if I fail at first, oh, don't you worry. I will try and try and try again. It's not your decision. You no longer matter. You will not disappear completely, I know. And I am totally fine with that, believe me. But your echo will fade, and you will become insignificant. I will conquer you. And as I said before, I have plans. My bags are packed and I have a flight to catch. It's called life. And I am so very ready. And you, honey, you are weighing me down. So make note, my dear. Fear is for the birds, the ones too afraid to fly. And that is today's topic, fear. Yes, fear. That unwelcomed, freeloading, soul-sucking roommate living rent-free in your head. I've been thinking about this topic for quite a while and my own personal relationship with it. A relationship that has gone on for far too long. So I decided to take a leap of faith and to no longer allow fear to cheat me out of knowing myself, my authentic self. And that was my Dear John letter, so to speak, that I wrote to fear a few years back when I came to terms with the true nature of our relationship and decided this needs to end. The role it had played in my life and all the different ways I had given it my power. How I have allowed it to write the script in too many ways for far too long. Tricking me into believing, or more so, to not believe in myself and what I'm capable of. That I am enough. That my hopes and dreams don't matter. Chances are you also have a relationship with fear as well, because it is a well-known fact that fear is an equal opportunity suitor. Well, I've also come to understand, without a doubt, that fear is a liar. Fear is selfish, and fear is lazy. And its only strength, its lifeline, its survival, depends on the attention and the energy that we choose to feed it. Cloaking you in a false sense of security, that clinging to it and the looping fear-based narrative is somehow playing it safe, when in reality it is cheating on you and cheating you out of creating the life you want, a life of joy and fulfillment. So this episode is going to be a little different. I'm flying solo. I thought, what better way to tackle some of my own fears than to just sit down with them, face them, understand them, and take my keys back. Far too long, I had allowed fear to muffle my voice. I had inadvertently handed it my pen and signed an unspoken agreement with it. My hopes and my dreams, my goals, my gifts, my ambitions became contingent upon the opinions and approvals of others and what they think and what they want. Doubting my worth, being afraid to reach, not wanting to rock the boat or risk rejection or not being liked or accepted or fitting in. Fear of saying no at times when I knew it wasn't what I wanted or that it didn't serve me. Or for not speaking up, advocating for myself, and asking for what I wanted. For playing it small, for fear of being judged. For being too loud, too much, or constricting and contorting myself to fit into the comfort zones of others. To know I not only bring something to the table, but to be okay with not accepting every invite just to be included, and sitting with those who did not align with my authentic self, to not be afraid to make mistakes, or to not be afraid to be a beginner at something, or to ask for help if I needed it, to color wildly outside of the lines, to fall in love with me, and to stop settling for less for fear of being viewed as selfish, for overgiving and carrying more than my share, because that's what nice girls do. And I know fear doesn't completely disappear. It actually does have its place. But when you no longer allow it to call the shots and instead use it as a stepping stone to begin cultivating a growth mindset, the whole relationship changes. When you take your keys back and kick fear to the curb, the space it once took up shrinks, allowing you to make the space to come home to yourself, to live in the comfort of joy and the luxury of gratitude, abundance, and wholeness. The narrative shifts, you pivot, you begin to reach, and when you reach, you expand. Not just your vision, but your faith in self. You align with your true self, your higher self. I began to really think about this deeply, this whole fear mindset and the relationship, and how so quickly you lose yourself. You forget who you are. It reminded me of a documentary I watched a few years back. It was about the story of Mary J. Blige, and I love that woman. What a phenomenal woman. Her journey from discovery to stardom, addiction and her healing and recovery, and her journey back home to herself. She shared her journey and her struggles, and not only the struggles in losing herself to substance abuse, and more so in losing herself and trying to please others and not being her authentic self. How her fear of rejection and failure, how those fears began to define her. She said something that hit me so hard as she was speaking about her journey in that documentary. She believed for so long that she was not enough, that her identity and worth was to be found outside of her in the approval of others. And when she began to choose herself, to be true to herself, she said, "I didn't know I was me." Wow. I didn't know I was me. Those words have stayed in the forefront of my mind ever since. Such a powerful revelation that led to her transformation back to her divine authentic being. I then realized how I had kind of done the same thing. And in no way am I comparing myself to Mary J. Blige, phenomenal woman. But I also realized I entered into an agreement that did not serve me. I had forgotten who I was. And that is the secret agenda of fear. And that it does not disclose that when you allow it to move in. and begin writing that fear-based narrative in your head. When we allow fear to become head of household, we also agree to invite all of its supporting characters, lack, scarcity, unworthiness, worry, doubt, anxiety, comparison, jealousy, judgment, perfectionism. It's a never-ending parade of takers. We make agreements unknowingly, unconsciously, clinging to toxic people, beliefs, ideologies, shrinking ourselves and our potential in order to please others and what they can handle, because showing up as us can feel unsafe or lonely. Don't be afraid to step out of the narrative for fear of judgment. Other people's opinions or perceptions of who you should be or what they believe you to be capable of, that is none of your business. People may not understand your choices, your dreams. They may judge you. So what? Let them. That social group or work environment, or maybe even family member or friend that causes you to doubt your worth, your dreams, or who don't support you in being your authentic self, who don't allow you the space to show up as you are, maybe they aren't your people. They can only meet you from where they are. Do not allow yourself to compromise or alter your level of vibration just to make them comfortable. Stop waiting for permission to show up as you, hoping for acceptance, waiting for someone, someday, to go after the life you want. Stop waiting on them to accept you, or their permission or approval, or for them to gain the ability to rise up to your level. Be okay with knowing they are where they are comfortable. Stop allowing the fear of losing them to blow out your flame. It's your candle. It's your job. Light that bitch up yourself. When you own your candle and light your own flame, your path becomes clear. And you will find your people. The ones who see you, they will find you. And they will support you. You don't have to match their level of understanding. You don't owe anyone an explanation. You do owe yourself an opportunity to be your highest and best expression of you, to show up for yourself as yourself on purpose. Which then led me to a great realization about my relationship with fear. It really wasn't just about the doing of things and finding courage to do these things and to do them without fear. It was deeper. It was about the being. I was denying myself from showing up and being in the moment, embracing my own sacred presence. The courage we seek to be our authentic selves is found in the stillness. When we are connected to ourselves, our true spirit, we become courageous. We cultivate self-acceptance and confidence to show up as ourselves. We stop looking to others to complete the sentence, "Who am I?" The most powerful thing you can do is to just be you and to not allow the fear of the unknown of how it's going to look, when and where, you know, the outcome. Just enjoy and embrace the process. Let it be messy and imperfect. That is where the growth is. And that is the beauty of stepping into yourself, of living authentically in the wholeness, the fullness of your authentic being. So stop waiting for permission and start asking yourself, what if I can? Thank you for listening to Conversations in the Raw. Your energy and presence is truly appreciated. I hope you enjoyed today's topic and that you leave feeling inspired and restored, empowered as you walk your own path and know you belong to a community of support that embraces you as you seek to show up, glow up, speak up, and rise up.